106 Jack FM Hertfordshire News.
I had a feeling that it would be quite successful because of the community spirit around here, but not by any imagination did I think it'd take off like it has.
And what has the last few months been like, and that you said about the community support for the cafe, what's that been like?
Oh yeah, it's been amazing, but they always pull together. I will say that, all the boys, I mean, getting it up and running, they all mucked in, helped. We've had people come over from Australia, from Facebook. They've seen things on Facebook, so if they're over on holiday, they'll come in, which really does, it's so touching. We want it to be a massive celebration for all three boys, really. So the cafe will be open, so we'll be serving basic food and drinks and things. I mean, the last event we had there, I think there was about over 1,000 people attending. So we've got beer tent, fireworks starting at 8:30, pony rides, bouncy castle, live singer, and then a DJ in the evening, because they like to party around here. So it normally goes on very late. You know, at the end of the day, Jack was young and vibrant, and he's got so many friends, and they all wanted to do something. So on the Saturday, it just doesn't feel fitting for me, because I just want to lock myself away and, you know, just to my own thoughts. So it's a memorial, but I don't know, I just want to give something back to everyone that's helped as well. And all these friends, they're all coming down from university, they're all still devastated. To all of us, it feels like about a week ago. You know, it's not real at the moment. So I just wanted to mark it with something special. And they loved the fireworks. Jack worked with fireworks as well. So, you know, everyone's been brilliant donating stuff. And, you know, it is going to be hard and sad. But, you know, just don't want it to pass. I've always said I'll never let him be forgotten.
And I guess that's part of this, really. And I'm not forgotten just for you and your family, but forgotten in the community.
Yeah.
You've mentioned a number of times how important the boys were in the community and how important it is for people around here. Do you think that is something that's going to continue?
Yeah, I'll make sure it does. Just feels like it's just so untrue. I don't know. Maybe that's just part of it. I've got to find some way of accepting it, really. The cafe has definitely kept me going. To be really honest, I don't know what I'd have done if I hadn't had that to focus on. Half the time I walk about in another planet. I'm not really with it, but I've got so many people that offer their help. You know, they don't want any money for it. They just come in and help and take over. They'll know when I'm having a bad day. Send me home. He was starting work on the Monday, and I kept, you know, he's doing everything Jack always, worked at Faces. And he was saying, please let me open it. To me, I worked full-time. Who's going to be running that? He went, oh, you'll be all right. And it's just, I just felt like I had to carry it on. He'd be totally made up, without a doubt. I don't think he'd be doing much in there except collecting the money. But no, he would be made up. And all the, you know, he's just, he'd be overwhelmed with the amount of people as well. So tomorrow, you know, it's going to be hard, but I know it'll be amazing.